Welcome to Daily Meds, a podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan. Daily Meds are a prescription for spiritual health and wellness, offered by the Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner.
In the 18th and 19th chapters, we learn the story of the fate of the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. And we read, "Then Abram said to the Lord, 'Oh, do not let the Lord be angry if I speak just once more. Suppose 10 righteous people are found there.' The Lord answered, 'For the sake of 10, I will not destroy Sodom.'" So there's this kind of negotiation between Abraham and God where Abraham is trying to save the city that his nephew Lot lives in. And toward the end of the story, it says, "Abram went early in the morning to the place where he had stood before the Lord. And he looked down toward Sodom and Gomorrah and toward all the land of the plain. And he saw smoke of the land going up like the smoke of a furnace." So if you read the story, you realize that Abraham really did do his best negotiating in an attempt to save his nephew Lot from destruction. God, in the form of three men, came to Abraham's tent and let the old man know the divine intention to obliterate the sinful cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. Now, fearing for his nephew's life, Abraham bargained with the Lord to spare the city of Sodom if only 10 righteous people could be found in the city. And what we find is that God agreed. God was moved by Abraham's plea. However, what we also learn the next day, as Abraham saw the smoky mushroom clouds of God's wrath in the valley below, Abram learned that while it is possible to move God, God resists being controlled, and that's important. You know, I think we all probably, at different times in our lives, try to strike bargains with God. And the Bible attests to the fact that God not only hears our pleas, but actually responds to them. But the thing is, the willingness of God to be deeply moved and involved in our lives does not mean that God is controlled by our desires. In the end, God is God and we are not. God will do what God will do, whether we like it or not. And perhaps we should spend less time trying to manipulate God and more time worshiping the one in whose charge are all things. Let's pray about that. Lord, we really do want to manage you like we try to manage all other aspects of our lives. But thankfully, you resist and refuse our control. Thank you for the many times you remind us of our place, on our knees, head bowed, waiting on you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan and to connect with the messages and ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. God bless you and have a wonderful day.